morning, everybody. At the start of 2020, we heard a lot about how this would be the year of perfect vision, 2020. It was everywhere, articles, videos, social media posts, all proclaiming that 2020 would be the year of clear vision. The play on the year numbers seemed clever, but within a few months, that clear vision seemed to come crashing down as it became hard to see or understand anything happening around us. There is no doubt that this year so far has brought many challenges. From Australia burning, killer bees from Africa, the death of a national icon, impeachment hearings, toilet paper shortage, coin shortage, the derecho windstorm that swept through many states devastating croplands, numerous fires across western states caused by lightning strikes, Hurricane Laura, and a meteor that could hit the earth the day before we're supposed to go vote. And of course, living through a global pandemic, which brought the inability to see and visit some of our loved ones, the continued fight against racial injustices, job losses, and amplified political division. The coronavirus left us in lockdown, protests, riots, natural disasters, and that doesn't even count anything that we have faced on a personal level. This year has felt more earth-shattering than clarifying. It's been a tough year, yet it can also be purposeful. This year has not taken God by surprise. Through this year's unexpected changes, many of us have spent more time with close family members. We've exchanged our hundreds of responsibilities for home projects, Zoom calls, and drive-through birthday parades. Parents have gained a new appreciation of their teachers as they've had to juggle work, home, and now homeschooling. Yet people have also found creative ways to bring joy in the midst of the uncertainty. We've pressed pause on all the many responsibilities and the busyness of life and had to focus on what we have to do to sustain and protect ourselves and our loved ones. 2020 has brought unexpected purpose. I wish this pandemic had come with a preparation manual ahead of time, and I wish we had 2020 vision so we could see what was ahead. Early in the year, many of us only heard whispers of this virus, yet I doubt we knew it would be quite the fight we've had to endure. So let's find some positive things and take a look at what navigating this pandemic can teach us. First, how to fix our eyes on Christ. This pandemic has been difficult to navigate, especially as we watch the coronavirus numbers fluctuate. State, county, and even city mandates seem to constantly change. Add to that the political divide that took place throughout our country. It can be easy to become discouraged. But I believe God is moving. Even though we may not see it in the numbers right now, I believe He is doing something in the midst of this storm. I have personally made a decision to stay as informed as I can, but also to keep my eyes on the One who is in control of it all. Revelation 21:6 tells us, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." He knows the beginning, the end, and all the details in between. Number two, how to love in a crisis. This time is showing us the importance of loving our neighbors as we do ourselves. As the last part of Matthew 22:39 says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." We all have a part to play in this fight, and we not only have to look after ourselves, but also our neighbors to get through this together. I have been pleasantly amazed at the numerous heartwarming stories I've seen or read either on the news or Facebook about people doing things to show they care about their neighbors and their community. One thing I had enjoyed was every Monday morning for a while on Facebook, there was a new issue of Some Good News. It was presented by one of the actors and his wife from the show The Office. They gathered input of things people were doing to help others and show how grateful people were to those on the front line. It made me laugh and it made me cry at times. The stories were so touching. Number 3, how to care for our minds and spirits. This year has also been a reminder of the importance of mental and spiritual health. Navigating social distancing measures and so much uncertainty is tough. Yet we have to fight harder to be mentally and spiritually strong. We have to monitor how much news is healthy and to keep our eyes on things above. Colossians 3:2 reminds us to set our minds on things above, not on earthly things. By keeping our eyes on Jesus, we can be confident that He is our source and shield, and He will get us through this season. I have read many stories of people who are turning to Christ in this time of crisis. They're finally taking the time to read their Bibles and getting to know the love and peace Christ can bring to their lives. Number 4, how to build an enduring faith. We have to stay rooted in the Word of God and allow this time to build our faith. In times where we are unsure of how and when God is going to move, we have to stand on the hope that He will move and turn it all around. Hebrews 11:1 tells us faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As we watch or read the news in this season, we can't allow the headlines and the numbers to cause us to lose hope in the future. Instead, let's stand on faith and wait expectantly for God to turn it around. Number 5. How 2020 has highlighted racial injustices. In the midst of this pandemic, a racial movement has swept through our country. Awareness of racism and injustices have been elevated. Racism is a heart issue. And in order to address the heart, we have to be willing to invite God in to do the work. If you have been experiencing this, ask God to search your heart and reveal anything that is not like Him. Psalm 139, 23 through 24 says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offense in the way of me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I see hearts being softened as we hear from Black communities about systemic racism and the injustices of this world. People are listening, lamenting, and seeing things differently. This year does have its purpose. In the midst of all the noise of COVID-19, friends are willingly having tough conversations to learn from one another. People are acknowledging and taking ownership of the problem and advocating for change. More people are committed to understanding what they have been blind to see. God is moving. We all are well aware of the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. But did you know that the corner where his tragic death occurred has now become an intersection of healing and hope? Believers gather there in prayer and worship, and dozens of people have professed salvation and have been baptized on that corner. Yes, 2020 has been tough, yet necessary. it has revealed many of the underlying issues that have persisted. Division, racism, selfishness, pride, and so much more. We have been given eyes to see things for what they truly are. This year has given us a chance to really be the church while the doors were closed. It has shown us how we have so much to learn from one another in order to advocate for the oppressed. It has allowed us to put our differences aside to truly display how we can love our neighbor even if we have opposing views or look different. So how can this year help us see more clearly? As hard as this year has been, I can now see 2020 with a new lens. I am just as ready for this virus to stop spreading and to comfortably socialize again. But I am thankful for this time because it has made me more appreciative of family and those in my world. You know, the enemy would love to divide us in this season. And we see this happening every day. He would love for us to not come together during this time and disrupt his progress that is taking place. Let's all acknowledge that there is an enemy seeking to devour us at this time. And let's be intentional to foil his plans. 1 Peter 5:8 reminds us to be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. We have each been created for a time such as this. Let's not fail the next generation by missing what God is doing in and through us now. Let's steward this season well and tune in to all God wants to say to us because He is speaking. Let's embrace the awakening taking place in our world. One thing we can do is we can pray for new eyes in 2020. I found this prayer on Facebook and thought it was really good. A prayer as I put on my mask. Creator, as I prepare to go into the world, help me to see the sacrament in the wearing of this cloth. Let it be an outward sign of an inward grace, a tangible and visible way of living love for my neighbors, as I love myself. Christ, since my lips will be covered, uncover my heart that people would see my smile in the crinkles around my eyes. Since my voice may be muffled, help me to speak clearly, not only with my words, but also with my actions. Holy Spirit, as the elastic touches my ears, remind me to listen carefully and full of care to all those I meet. May this simple piece of cloth be a shield and a banner, and each breath that it holds be filled with your love. In your name and in the name of love, I pray, may it be so. In order to see 2020 from a new lens, we must remain in a position of worship and prayer. We all have a role to play in what's happening in this world. We have been purposed for this time in history. I believe we can all see this year from a new lens by praying for these things. To be more appreciative of our communities, our life, and the small things that we have taken granted. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says we are to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. To begin to truly see everyone in the image of God. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. To be slow to speak and to listen attentively in order to understand the hearts of those who are hurting. James 1:19 says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." To stand for something but not allow our views to prohibit us from respecting others. 1 Peter 2:17 tells us to show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God and honor the emperor. To speak and post in love. Ephesians 4:15 says, "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is, Christ." To seek to learn more about God's character instead of only coming to Him when we're in need. Ephesians 6:18 tells us to pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. To see each day as a gift. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." To walk in and seek wisdom and knowledge every day. Proverbs 9:10 reminds us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. And finally, to not give up. Repeating a scripture that Ron used this morning, Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." These hard times will pass. Let's not solely long for the day when God brings us to the other side of this pandemic, but truly seek what we are to learn during this process. Most of the time, the process is the hard part, because we don't know the timing or everything involved. Proverbs 3, 5-6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Let's commit to seeking God's will and direction during this trying time, and lay down our own understanding. As one of my favorite recent Facebook posts says, "Make sure you test positive for faith, keep your distance from doubt, and isolate yourself from fear, trusting God through it all."
You've been listening to a message presented at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button, or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111 Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.